This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping, the totalitarians from taking away your liberty. Yeah, that's what we do here on this radio show, is protect your liberty. And the only person who really can protect your liberty is you. Yeah, you. Yeah, we talk about this one-on-one business, about protecting your liberty and passing that along to other people. And, well, it's true. That's the only thing that stops them, you. Anyway, so welcome to the show, and we're going to empower you today about, how to stop the totalitarians, because we are in totalitarian high season. Never in our nation's history have we seen sort of the apex of the totalitarians, perhaps maybe in World War II. But here, 2016, they're back again, and they are back in force, and they're trying to cling to power. But, you know, the American people are wising up. You know, one of the biggest bulwarks that we have against the totalitarians and against those that want to take away our freedom is, the American electorate. And, yeah, the American electorate is angry on both sides. Well, on all three sides. I guess if you're in California, as we've been finding out from Steve Frank and others, the new third party is the Republican Party in California. California has a new third party. Also in New Hampshire and other places, other states are pending, I guess you can say. Just sort of the way that the totalitarians work. Dissolve the two-party system. I just thought I'd throw that out there at you. But they are seriously at the apex of their predation, so to speak, of freedom. And this is why this election is so critically important in 2016, and we're definitely trying to get the word out about what you can do to stop them. First of all, you got to identify them. You got to find out who they are. You know, some of your closest friends, if you will, they might be totalitarians, and they might not even realize it. you know, if you want to protect your pension and you're a city worker and you're doing everything you can do to just count down those days until retirement and you're 3 years away and you're just trying to hide back there, well, you could be part of the problem. You could be part of the problem. This is the kind of stuff that we as citizens, we have citizens of our community have to start to ferret out. Those people that are working behind the scenes to take away our liberty in small incremental chunks. Anyway, lots to talk about. It's a big election day for Hillary Clinton. Now, I say that because it seems like every primary Tuesday is a big election day for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, for Donald Trump, there's nothing going on today, pleased to report. But as far as Hillary's concerned, she's got Kentucky and she's got Oregon that she has to get through. And one of the big central questions that everybody is asking is, why is Hillary losing yet she's still winning? That's a big question. In fact, the Los Angeles Times asked that this morning in their edition. And I find this absolutely amazing that the Los Angeles Times, it's kind of like taking up the mantra of the old Orange County Register, which was a conservative document back in the day. Now, I'm talking around 60s, 70s, and up until maybe the late 80s. It was very much a conservative paper. And then things started to shape-shift around and became quite liberal. It was sort of a stealth liberal paper. A lot of people didn't realize that. But, you know, those of us that were dealing with the Orange County Register at the time, we realized right away. Of course, the Los Angeles Times was very much a, well, liberal rag. But it's funny to me. I look now at the Los Angeles Times. It's probably because the paper is getting so much thinner every day as it's delivered to your doorstep. I know in some places they don't deliver any longer. The impact, if you will, of the internet. But as the times have changed and shape-shifted, perhaps the Los Angeles Times are becoming a little bit more conservative. But they have quite a hit piece out on the Clintons. And why is she winning, yet she still loses? And it looks like she's going to lose again today to Bernie Sanders, at least the popular vote. In Oregon, we'll find out later this afternoon, later this evening, what's going on. We'll find out about truly what is going on with them out there in Oregon. But in Kentucky, doesn't look good for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Also, the Trump-Ryan debate is something that we're going to get into here because I feel we need to pull the plug on Paul Ryan. I really do, and I said this a couple weeks ago because I think that there's something bigger going on there, and I know other people have been talking about Alex Jones and other people have been saying the same sort of thing, and I'm really in agreement with so many of them. We sussed this out a long time ago. Why is Paul Ryan doing what he's doing? And to me, there's a motive behind what is going on. You've got Carl. Look at the players behind the scenes here. You've got Paul Ryan. You've got pasty-faced Rance Priebus. You got to remember, this is all the Scott Walker, the Wisconsin connection, get it? And remember the last time that Trump mixed it up with Wisconsin? It was all the Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, Rance Priebus, you know, mixing it up down there in Wisconsin to set him up. So-called, quote, conservative Wisconsin. Well, was anything but conservative as they chopped up Donald Trump. Remember that? Well, what is going on behind the scenes? Oh, other players that are behind the scenes working on this. The ever omnipotent Grover Norquist and Karl Rove. What is their motivation behind, the Donald? I mean, seriously, what is their motivation? What are they looking at? Because remember, these are the major players that are going on behind the scenes in the Republican Party, and they have been. They're the ones that brought you Rance Priebus, Rance Pasty-Faced Priebus, who, of course, set up the disastrous 2012 election. But again, I don't think Donald Trump's going to allow the disastrous 2012 election to exist under his watch because he is the presumptive presidential nominee for the Republican Party. But will he be derailed is the big question in Cleveland. That is another big question. Will Donald Trump be derailed in Cleveland because of perhaps delegates that are empty? Empty seated? In other words, there's a seat in the hall, but there's no delegates. And then they have votes with no delegates. Would that kind of chicanery fly, do you think? Well, you know, with a lot of these delegates being based 60 miles away from the convention center, you know, they're being housed 60 miles away. You probably didn't know that. Just a little caveat. I mean, if you're thinking about, if you really want to manipulate the delegates, just don't have them show up. Those buses that are supposed to deliver the delegates to the floor so that they could cast their ballots, cast their votes for, well, perhaps President of the United States. What happens if they just don't show up to the convention? You remember, it happened the last time in 2012. They wouldn't let Ron Paul out there on the floor, right? They didn't want to vote on Ron Paul, so all the delegates, they were stuck on buses, and they were orbiting the convention center. Now we got them 60 miles away. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, we left off the last segment talking about, well, what is going to go on with Paul Ryan and Donald Trump? What is going to go on with Paul Ryan and Donald Trump? And, you know, I've been suspicious of Paul Ryan a long time, especially since he opened the gates of Mana, meaning the federal treasury, to President Barack Hussein Obama. And angered a lot of conservative Republicans, right? I mean, was it the reason why we reelected them in 2014 and we were willing to do so, the so-called, quote, conservatives? And quite frankly, if you think that Paul Ryan is my kind of conservative, count me out. He has demonstrated himself to be anything but a conservative. And quite frankly, he has demonstrated himself to be duplicitous. And that is just enough for me. I think it should be enough for just about everybody. When he got the speakership, oh, I don't want to be the speaker. I don't want to be the speaker. Lie, lie, lie. Oh, I accept the speakership. Of course he wanted to be the speakership. He wanted to be the speaker. And he accepted the speakership. Of course he did. That's just all part of the way Paul Ryan rolls. So do I think that Paul Ryan has anything in terms of good intentions for Donald Trump, especially as all of his friends and buddies have been so desperately trying to stop the Trump train? I mean, no. I was very suspicious of the meeting. I was very happy to see everybody all smiles and patting each other on the back, but then not so happy when Paul Ryan didn't support Donald Trump. That's just the way it is. He's the presumptive nominee for president for the Republican Party. And here you have the Speaker of the House. Well, we got to wait a little while. Wait for what? Wait for what, Paul Ryan? I mean, I don't care if it was Ted Cruz that was a presumptive nominee. Oh, we got to wait a little while. That is not acceptable from the Speaker of the House. So therein lies the problem. What is his motivation to not accept the presumptive nominee? The people are speaking here, Paul Ryan. So, you see, I get a little bit suspicious of that. Now, knowing the connectiveness to the Wisconsin Conservative Party and that ilk, I start to think, there must be a plot afoot. And who are the other players that are involved here? Grover Norquist, a.k.a. Mr. Muslim Brotherhood. I don't know why I'd be suspicious of that guy. And then there's Karl Rove, Mr. Data Man, Mr. George Bush, right? He ran the Bush elections, and look what he brought us there. And what about Rance Priebus? And I want to talk about this. What about the financial viability of the Republican Party? What about that? They burned through nearly $1 billion last campaign in 2012. Remember all that money? That was the strategy, was to put it into 8 states. So they poured millions and millions and millions into these so-called key states, forgetting about the other 42 states, including California. No money went to California during 2012. I'm sorry, just didn't happen. No serious money anyway. Well, because there's no serious candidates in California. Ladies and gentlemen, let's think about this logic. The largest, most populated state in the nation being excluded from the Republican Party. I don't know about you now, understanding that California is now in the Republican Party in terms of numerical standings with other political platforms, other political parties, is the third party. It's the new third party. Yeah, the numbers show it pretty clear. This is according to Steve Frank. He was on our radio show the last couple of days. California, in terms of standing, is number three. You have Republicans. You have Democrats and decline to states. Now, what's the order there? The order is Democrats, decline to states and independents, and then Republicans. That's the way the registration rolls are rolling right now in California. So the new third party is the Republican Party. Now, you say to yourself, well, that means that the Republican Party in California doesn't deserve the money from the Republican Party. People, if you believe that kind of logic, then we're never going to win elections. So if we don't spend money in California, or if we don't spend money in other states, what about the other 42 states? Then why should the Democratic Party spend it there too? See what I'm saying? Their logic is, hey, well, the Republicans aren't spending money in my state. Let's just keep on pouring the coals to the Democratic candidates and pour money in there. The Democratic Party did that. And, of course, they lost a close election, which should have been won handily. But it wasn't, because in my opinion, well, that election was thrown. They didn't want Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was just the stooge. If Mitt Romney was going after Obama or went after Obama as much as he's going after Trump, it would have been a lot different story at the end of 2012 now, wouldn't it? So is there a conspiracy afoot? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't throw in Mitt Romney in the little group there. Of course there's a conspiracy. And this is why I say when you get to convention, watch out. Watch out. Now, you think Donald Trump knows this? Yes, I think Donald Trump knows this. And I think that that meeting that they had with Paul Ryan the other day, the Trump folks, I think that that meeting, well, it's going to either determine Paul Ryan's future or Donald Trump's future. Seriously, I don't think Donald Trump, knowing what I've or seeing what I've experienced with him right now, I don't think he's going to hang on to Paul Ryan if Paul Ryan doesn't, you know, or get off the pot, if you know what I mean. I think he's done with Paul Ryan. This party unity. What party is he talking about unifying? Karl Rove, Grover Norquist, Mitt Romney, just to name a few of the suspects. Scott Walker. Is that the party of the Republicans? Is the so-called conservative? These guys call themselves conservatives. Do you believe that? They're lining up with Hillary Rodham Clinton. What does that tell you? And George Bush, the Bush family, all of them with the Hillary Rodham Clinton. You see, the One World Order people have spoken, and they don't want Trump. And that's pretty self. That's obvious, isn't it? That's why the electorate, you know, that's why the new Republican Party, those people that are claiming to be Republicans because of Donald Trump, are coming out of the woodworks. And then there's Bernie Sanders. Then there's Bernie. Do you feel the burn yet? Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. You see, and I've said this many times before, you get the drift. You hear this all the time now in the media. Everybody's ticked off at government. Everybody's ticked off at the party system. The Republicans, the conservatives are ticked off at, well, the establishment Republicans, because there's no difference. Especially now when you see people lining up polarizing against Donald Trump. There is no, they've come out of the closet and they're showing themselves in their totalitarian, well, dreams. Remember, it was George Bush the older who said, we have a one world order. The United Nations is bringing us a one world order in which all governments, well, we need to end all governments, basically. End sovereignty. NAFTA, anyone? See, this is what the game is with these folks. The game is to end national sovereignty. And Donald Trump stands in their way. That's why I say, Paul Ryan, you're out, buddy. You're fired.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That is savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage, heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit. And it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're back. I guess we're just sort of on a roll here today. Putting things into perspective about what the totalitarians do. See, look, I view all these establishment Republicans as totalitarians. Hello. Hello, one world order, yes. That's who these folks are. And Donald Trump is standing in the breach. That's really what's happening here. It's I mean, you know, we can all break it down and we can get into the details. You know, Marla Maples this, you know, divorce, girlfriends. You know, we got this thing from 40 years ago. We got this thing. You know, what they're trying to do is distract from what's going on with Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, too. More information coming out about Hillary Rodham Clinton. And again, the emails and other things, you know. She has a whole cascading event that's events that are happening right now in the next 6 to 12 weeks. Don't you love the timing on this? That are about her emails and her, well, problems with the Clinton Foundation when she was Secretary of State, Judicial Watch. It's, you know, you couldn't ask for a more perfect storm. So the question is, why is she still winning? And, you know, I said earlier in the show that I was aghast. I've been sort of like aghast with the LA Times. The LA Times is somewhat becoming more conservative. I don't, you know, I can't. I'm sorry. It's like it's all of a sudden like saying that the New York Times is becoming conservative, at least for us on the left coast, right? So there's an article that comes out. And it's in the LA Times, and it's an article by Mark I can't believe this, Barabak. It's almost like Barack, actually. Barabac. I hope I pronounced it right because, you know, I got to give the guy props for this. But the article, it says, the title of the article is Hillary Clinton Keeps Losing, So How Come She's Winning? It, you know, and coming from the LA Times, I'm going, nah. So the question is, and he writes in his article, it says, Bernie Sanders is on a roll. He's won the last two Democratic primary and stands a good chance of adding Oregon and perhaps Kentucky to his pile of victories. Yet Hillary Clinton is likely to continue her seemingly unstoppable march to the party's presidential nomination. How can that be, he questions. I mean, just the notion, ladies and gentlemen, that he's asking this at, in the LA Times, to me is stunning. I mean, this shows you the gravity of things. And, you know, I do want to dispel this notion that Hispanics, especially in Southern California, are for Hillary. I don't think so. I don't think so one iota. I don't think so. I have relatives, I know friends down there that are Hispanics. They're not buying the Hillary thing at all. So, you know, I think the press is way off on this, and I think there's going to be a huge surprise in California for Hillary and for Donald that's going to be unexpected by all parties, and especially the Republican Party in California that wants to Trump, who wants to dump Trump. See, the Republican Party in California is all in on the, well, anything but Trump movement. All in. So here we have the situation that has developed with the LA Times. It says, how can that be that she's winning still? Asked the question. It's not a conspiracy, as some angry Sanders backers have suggested, a result of dark magic or a wrinkle in the time-space continuum. Rather, it's the rules of the Democrats in what they play by, rules that now work to Clinton's advantage, even as they are thwarted. They have thwarted her candidacy 8 years ago when she lost a nominating fight to then Barack Obama. Where do things stand in the Democratic race, he asked. It takes 2,383 delegates to win the nomination at the party's national convention this summer in Philadelphia. Entering Tuesday's contest, former Secretary of State Clinton now has 2,240 delegates to Vermont's Bernie Sanders, 1,473. Who's won the most votes? Clinton also leads Sanders in that category. She has received more than 12.5 million votes compared to 9.4 million for Sanders. That's a lead by more than 3 million votes, according to calculation by the website's Real Clear Politics. And they make the statement, Hillary Clinton is not winning because of a conspiracy or wrinkle in the time-space continuum. Just by the rules. With 10 contests left, it is possible for Sanders to overtake Clinton in the delegate count and win the nomination, is the question. It is theoretically possible, just that it is theoretically possible, to drive from Los Angeles to San Francisco in less than 2 hours, provided you go 200 miles the entire way, is what he says. Come again. Sanders must win close to 90% of the remaining delegates to overtake Clinton. It's mathematically possible, but it's unrealistic given the Democrats awarding delegates on a proportional rather than winner-take-all basis. So even when a candidate, in this case Clinton, loses a contest, she won't walk away empty-handed. That's what we're talking about. Then we get into this whole notion of the superdelegates, and this is where it all starts to fall apart. Now, here's the problem with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders when they get to convention. And we saw a demonstration of this just the other Saturday night, I think, in Las Vegas. You'll have the clash of the two groups. And how is that going to work out? How is that going to work out? How is that really going to work out for Hillary Rodham Clinton? How is that going to work out for the Democratic Party? How is it going to work out for Bernie Sanders? It doesn't seem that Bernie Sanders wants to back down one bit. Why should he? He's still winning. And it looks good today that he's going to take Kentucky and he's going to take Oregon. So the popular vote will go to him. Yet she's still going to be leading in votes, but there are the superdelegates in question and in play. It's the rules that they play by in the Democratic Party, and these are the rules that are going to be blown up. I guarantee at some point in time, it doesn't look good that these rules will sustain themselves, perhaps after this election in the Democratic Party. Because people want transparency. And that's why I say it goes back to the Republican Party. People want transparency. And this is where Donald Trump has to be confrontive of those players that I mentioned before. The players who are the kingpins, the linchpins for the establishment Republicans that he cannot support, that he is diametrically opposed to. And one of the reasons why the movement for the Trump train has been so strong, you know, this is, these people are faced with losing everything that they've invested in this whole party system, the corruption, everything that goes along with it. They've got their own dime, and the Republican Party, just like the Democratic Party, has money issues. The party does. Now, Donald Trump is supposed to come in there, and everybody's going to follow in on his coattails and, well, fundraise, because you've got a lot of other things going on out there besides just the debates that's going to happen at the convention. You've got all these other people that are running for Senate and for House and for assemblies and governorships and so on throughout the nation. They have to be concerned. They rely upon that money. It comes down to the money that I talked about that they spent so liberally, the Republicans did in 2012. Now, the question is how financially viable is the Republican Party? And what about the Democratic Party as well? Think about that. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com.
Your code word at heavensharvest.com is Agenda.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage, heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit. And it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty, food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And Hillary Rodham Clinton. Listen, I am so tired of talking about the Clintons, and I'm so tired of them in my life. I mean, we have been talking about the Clintons for a lifetime. Really. I mean, how many generations have we? It's 30-some years with these guys. I mean, and then there's you know, the daughter. What are we going to do with her? She's in her late 20s, 30s, I guess. Could she run for president? I mean, think about that. Chelsea Clinton for president. Hillary didn't make it. Maybe it could be Chelsea, 35 years old, millennial. The first millennial elected will be a female, Chelsea Clinton. Now, those of you that are just spinning around in your chairs and putting pillows over your heads right now at the thought of that, I'm sorry. Well, I mean, couldn't it happen? Yesterday, Leonora Cravota from Scott Adams' show brought that up. She actually brought it up. I went, what? But it's true. We're at that point. You see, that's why I said before, you know, when this whole thing, a couple years ago, we cannot have Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton. I mean, we just can't have it. We can't have the oligarchy in this country. We can't stand it. And we can't stand having people that are in the presidency any longer without any experience at all. You know, you have this discussion going on. It just cracks me up with people thinking, Obama, he's done such a great job. You know what it is? It's the devil that you know. This guy, Obama, is as disloyal to this country as anybody's ever been. Now you have the whole thing with Ben Rhodes, right? Oh, Ben Rhodes. Here we go with Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes will have to testify before Congress or be held in contempt. See, Ben Rhodes made a big mistake. And I guess I'm kind of digressing here a little bit. But Ben, and this is the situation where Ben Rhodes came out. And we've talked about Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes, you know, in the duplicity that goes on with the CBS News Network, because guess what? CBS News, or CBS, because the president there is, well, David Rhodes, Ben Rhodes' brother. Chief National Security Advisor has been, well, Ben Rhodes, the other brother to Obama. So this whole Iranian deal blows up because he comes out with a New York Times article in the New York Magazine last week. We talked about this. Ben Rhodes comes out and divulges all the secrets about how he lied to the American people. Obamacare, remember the professor who put together Obamacare, and he talks about how he lied about to the American people? As he built it, he knew he was lying? Well, that's what was going on here with Ben Rhodes. See, you feel comfortable in the lie, you can do the lie again. This is sociopathic behavior from an administration. It's a group of sociopaths. As all totalitarians are, by the way. You find this in history that, you know, sociopathic behavior is a common characteristic with all totalitarians as they, well, very narcissistic, of course. And Ben Rhodes is very narcissistic and, well, sociopathic. He's comfortable with the whole notion of lying and making sure that the entire nation is lied to collectively. He sees that as a skill set. And that's what basically the discussion was in the New York Times. Now he's being called out. He is being called out. He has to testify. The problem is, see, he has to testify because he spilled the beans in the New York Times article, which kind of prevents him from that presidential privilege. Now, it's kind of an interesting thing in the law, I know. But he has to testify. So that's going to be kind of interesting because this guy is inept publicly. It's childlike behavior, and this is what I've always said about this administration, because I look at it from an educator standpoint. Collectively, this is seventh grade mentality, and you've heard me say this for years, and it's kind of interesting. Some of the news outlets pick it up now, too, but this is very much childlike seventh grade mentality, and remember what I said about lying. You always learn to lie best in the seventh grade. That's where it all starts, the lying thing. Rather than to be honest, you know. See, the thing about a lie is it never changes. It always changes. When you tell the truth, it never changes. The truth never changes. But the lie always changes. Now, it's kind of interesting because when the lie starts to change, then you have to adapt your comments to it, don't you? I mean, you got to have a good lie going on, right? I used to get this all the time with kids that are under the influence of marijuana. They'd always lie. So we'd always have fun. We knew they would lie about everything when they were confronted about it. So we'd always say, well, have a little fun with this. We'll get them to forget which lie they told, when, and to whom, which always seemed to be clouded by the fact that they had such high levels of THC they couldn't think properly. Start to sound like this administration right there, right off the bat now, doesn't it? Anyway, so Ben Rhodes is, well, he's got quite a bit going on, but Hillary Rodham Clinton has some other big things going on. I want to get back into this. You see, she's got Judicial Watch. Now, my understanding is Judicial Watch is going to call her to testify, and the judge has already approved this. We talked about this several months ago, that the judge in the case with that Judicial Watch has going forward about the Clinton Foundation has stated that there seems to be a conspiracy of secrecy between former Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Secretary of State in trying to keep things, well, secret and non-transparent from Judicial Watch and others. And he's approved that she has to testify under oath in Judicial Watch. Now, that's going to be an interesting deposition. Don't you want to be a fly on the wall for that one? Don't you? I mean, think about that. So she's got this going forward. She's got the Judicial Watch going forward, like right now. And we've been hearing for a long time that finally the due date for her being interviewed by the FBI is within days. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? But Chelsea Clinton? Oh my God. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage, heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens Harvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls? Start saving thousands in interest and fees and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle.
with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Your code word at HeavensHarvest.com is Agenda.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And speaking of that, support the sponsors who support our show. Heaven Harvest, if you need seeds, in other words, when a disaster strikes, what happens if our power grid goes out? Well, you can provide the seeds for the future. Yeah, Heaven's Harvest has all the seeds you need to grow that crop that you'll need to survive. This is something that's becoming, discussed about in large circles for, well, it's been going on for quite a while, the prepper movement, but it's becoming more intensified now because we're real concerned about what we're hearing from what's going on in the South China Sea and with China, and what are they going to do to one of our capital ships. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. But the other part of it is food for liberty / Preston Preppers. You want to be prepared. You want to have that food. You want to have everything that you need to supply and keep your family safe whenever there's any kind of natural disaster or man-made disaster. And like I said, what happens when the power grid goes out? How many people will be prepared? What would that be like? So be prepared. Food for liberty. / Preston Preppers. Okay, we got a lot of things going on. We're going to come back in the next hour. What about this whole notion about, are you comfortable with a troika? Are you ready for the quartet? That's the lead for the next hour. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And remember, stay strong, America. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heaven's Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty/ Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.